Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Google Assistant has a new feature called Your News Update that can be played by telling the assistant to listen to the news. Google assembles the update from various Google partners based on what it knows about you, including your location. Among several dozen participating partners are Fox News, the NBA, Al Jazeera, Wired, and many more. Stories in your update can come from multiple of those sources, with the source read out before the news item plays. Updates generally start with big national and international stories, followed by local news, then more personalized bits like sports. You can go into Assistant's settings to prioritize or mute various sources. Researchers from Checkmarks, in coordination with Google and Samsung, have disclosed a vulnerability in Google and Samsung's Android camera apps in Android systems that have not been updated since before July of this year. Checkmarks discovered that in the pre-patched version of the camera, apps that had storage permission for the SD card could access camera to take pictures and record video without permission. The vulnerability was closed in July 2019 with a Google Play Store update, and a patch was issued to other vendors. The U.S. Department of Commerce confirmed to Reuters Wednesday it has begun issuing licenses for some U.S. companies to supply non-sensitive goods to Huawei. The extension of these licenses assists some U.S. rural network operators. Facebook's experimental app, folks called the NPE team, have released Whale, an app that lets you decorate photos with text and stickers. A meme creator, if you will. It's free to use with no in-app purchases or subscriptions, and the app is only available in Canada. The NPE team is charged by Facebook with rapidly developing apps to experiment with new ideas. Bill Gates-backed energy company Heliogen have used computer vision software and automatic edge detection to direct a field of mirrors to use sunlight to create temperatures above 1,000 degrees Celsius. That's about a quarter of the temperature of the surface of the sun. The solar heat could be used to make cement, steel, glass, and other materials with no carbon emissions. The next step is to demonstrate the process at scale. Later on, Heliogen believes it may also be able to create hydrogen at scale. At hearings Tuesday, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board determined cause and responsibility for the death of a pedestrian who was hit by an Uber autonomous car. Safety driver Rafaela Vasquez was found partially at fault for being distracted by her phone. Uber's Advanced Technologies Group received partial blame for inadequate safety procedures and ineffective monitoring of vehicle operators. Uber did not have a system to keep safety drivers from becoming complacent. The victim, Elaine Hertzberg, was found partially at fault for having methamphetamines in her system, which may have impaired judgment when crossing outside the crosswalk. And the state of Arizona took partial blame for insufficient policies to regulate autonomous vehicles. Facebook announced its F8 Developer Conference will take place next year, May 5th and 6th, at the McEnery Convention Center in San Jose, California. You can sign up to get notified for when registration will open at the website f8.com. The Verge reports that the head of Disney's direct-to-consumer division, Kevin Meyer, says difficulties with the Disney Plus app at launch had to do with the way the company architected the app. Meyer said that BAMTech, aka Disney Streaming Services, had never seen the high volume of streams even when hosting things like HBO and MLB, and it exposed limits to the architecture. Meyer says Disney will recode the app within the next couple of weeks to fix issues affecting things like the continue watching feature. The robot lawyer behind the Do Not Pay parking ticket dispute service has a new service called Do Not Sign included in Do Not Pay's $3 subscription. Do Not Sign lets you upload, scan, or link to a license agreement. The service then uses some machine learning to highlight clauses it thinks a user will want to know about and methods for opting out of data collection. It can even send letters on your behalf to take advantage of opt-outs. Do Not Sign is available in the U.S. on the web and in the Do Not Pay iOS app. Neoen noticed Apple has posted job listings for people to, quote, build the next generation of media apps for Windows. Apple maintains iTunes and iCloud for Windows. Both are fairly old, and iTunes has been broken up into separate TV, music, and podcast apps on macOS and iOS. The listing says Universal Windows Platform Experience is a plus, which could mean apps for both Windows 10 and the Xbox. Apple launched Apple Music for Business plans to get licensed music to play in retail locations. Apple will provide human-curated playlists with recommendations matched to a store's brand. Consumer versions of most music streaming services do not include the rights to play music in commercial locations. Spotify also has a division to work with retail locations. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.